Welcome back to Max Inc. Radio Rocker. I heard we've got an interview.
We do. We have Terry Barr, recently interviewed Jake O, and he is the Wisconsin contestant on American Song Contest that's on NBC. I think it's coming up this coming weekend. Okay. So she talked to him all about it, and then we're going to play a song just after it. So let's let it roll, Rob.
Hey, everybody. I am thrilled to have joining us tonight, Jake O. You may know this name. You may have heard of his music, but now the whole country is going to know about it. Jake O is joining us from Los Angeles, where he is going to be representing Wisconsin in this new American Song Contest on NBC. What can I say, Jake O? Thank you and congratulations.
Thank you so much. It's an honor.
Oh, I can tell just by the smile that I am seeing. We're doing this obviously for radio audio, but I'm also recording a little video, and you just look so happy about this. How did you find out about this contest? And then how did you earn the right to represent Wisconsin?
I heard about the opportunity and I just pursued it. That's really much the gist of it, you know, and I wish I could be a little bit more eloquent and magical about the process, but it was just like, I saw American Song Contest, you know, the opportunity, and I signed up and I'm here. I just waited.
And to so many of us that have watched any of these shows on television, the contest shows, this one seems to have a whole different feel to it. How do you think you describe it? What makes this different?
Yeah, I definitely agree that it does have a different feel from a lot of different song competitions that are on TV. This one in particular, which makes it so special, is that it aims specifically at original songs and artists who are, I guess you could say there's independent artists, but there's also label artists on this show. But for the most part, it's just like musicians and artists who are throwing out their original song to the country. And I feel like that's what actually separates it from American Idol, you know, The X Factor, The Voice, and so forth, you know.
Well, and as you know, those of us who support local music, regional music, we want and we die to hear great original music. I have to think being able to cheer you on as an original artist and getting to know other names out there, this is going to be really special for people who love music.
Yeah. You know, to also include in there too, which makes it different, is although it's called American Song Contest, it really doesn't feel like a contest so far. Like, seriously, it feels like the artists are just going to do what they do. There really is no competition, you know? It's embracing what every artist does. And a lot of the musicians I've met so far, they're pretty much just like, we have a lot of commonalities, just like everybody has a lot of similarities. But yeah, we share a lot of the same like upbringing and the viewpoints of how we approach music and just how we are in this current experience of the American Song Contest. So it's, like I said, it's different. And
I
like
that. So great. I know we're looking forward to it. And again, cheering you on is going to be 99% of the fun, I think. You know, you mentioned your upbringing, and I know you grew up as part of a military family, but now you call Wisconsin home. What part of Wisconsin do you currently live in most of the time?
I call it the Driftless region. I don't call it, but I live in the Driftless region. And I kind of like to maintain some type of mystique about it, because I feel like the Driftless region is just, it's a cool place. So I just like want to inhabit that region of Southwest Wisconsin.
You know? I love it. And it's gorgeous, winter or summer.
Yeah.
And we do have more than one season here. So.
Yep. Yeah, it's really sunny here in LA right now, but you know, there's a lot of aspects of Wisconsin that I love and I miss too. But yeah, it's Wisconsin is it is home.
Yeah. We'll share this photo on the social media, but I saw you had a really cute send-off with a big sign wishing you well in LA from the Driftless region. How did that make you feel knowing already when you were just leaving that people were behind you?
Yeah, my aunts and uncles, they made that sign. Yeah, so it's a very grassroots type of upbringing that I've had, and I'm proud of a lot of that. And I think a lot of people who've been following my music and my journey, they've seen like all the time and hard work that I put in. You know, like the time the farmers were going to bed, I was rocking in the bars, and the time they woke up, I was just getting home, you know, like at 5 a.m. So I took a blue collar approach. And I think a lot of the hardworking Wisconsinites, you know, they really take a liking to that. And I'm already making family, friends and fans proud. So I hope to represent them as much as I can. Yeah. And my music too at the same time.
Well, and that's what I wanted to ask you. Your music really comes from where you've been and where you are. How do you turn, you know, even your growing up in a military family, then living in Wisconsin, how do you turn that into songs? Does it just come from the heart?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of the songs that come to fruition, they come from the heart, but they come from other places. A lot of musicians and artists and creatives, they talk about like grabbing it out of the ether. But I've had some funny instances, like, because I'm a groundskeeper and I work at a cemetery too.
What? Wait, and what?
Yeah. Okay. I have like three other jobs on top of being a professional musician.
But, of course you do.
You know, you gotta put the bread on the table. But like when I was mowing, I would hear something from like the PTO blade of the mower, and it would be like a melody, and I would be like, I would hear it in my head, and I'd be like, I need to record that, because that is something, like, it's gonna sound kind of esoteric, but it's like the universe is like throwing me that. And it would be like an instance, a song that I wrote is called 333. I start the song off by, and I heard that melody through the lawnmower blade. It was just weird.
That's incredible.
Yeah. So it really does come from, it comes from the geography, it comes from experiences, but it comes from just everyday noises and sounds and music. So it's a culmination.
Yeah. But you're paying attention, which is a huge part of the battle. You're listening and getting those things that so many of the rest of us probably would miss. You
know? Yeah, I guess I have a very disconnected mind. Because I'm always just like wandering, and I'm always just like in tune with something else, you know. But yeah.
Hey, it's working. And, you know, I got to ask you, you know, I'm reading a little bit about you. You know, I've listened to your music and it's got such an interesting feel to it. But then I saw that it's actually described as this nouveau retro. What in the heck is that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a term that I coined. I don't tell a lot of interviewers this, but nouveau is actually, it derives from the French term nouveau riche. And I like the aspect of nouveau. Yeah. It's spelled differently in French, but I just wanted to Americanize it, I guess you could say. And it really does evoke more of like a modern context and like a new movement. Not so much just like new, but like more so a new movement. And so the nouveau retro, I describe it as vintage vibes, modern motifs, futuristic flair, because I combine those aspects within one song. You know, with, I know a lot of musicians probably do it, but it's just like, I feel like it's the best term to describe my music.
Yeah.
When people hear the music, they're just like, they get it, you know? Yeah. And I don't have a lot of music out there anymore because I took it off all the streaming platforms. So the only song that most people are going to have for reference is this new one that's dropping here in like 3 days. Yeah. So
that's exciting. Yeah. And I do that Nouveau Retro. It just gives you a feel for what you're going to hear. And so I just wanted to have you describe it because there's no way I could. I know what I hear, but I didn't know how to describe it. So thanks. Yeah. And I have to ask you this. This is one of my favorite questions. You cannot play and sing the way you do without having started years ago. So how old were you when you started and was the guitar your first instrument?
I started when I was, I believe, 14. I'm 28 now. So I've been doing it just for a moment. And, actually the first instrument, that I picked up was mainly the bass guitar. My brother, he had a six string electric, but, I was really big into like, pop punk and punk at the time when I started playing music. So, I really just liked the driving, you know, just 1/16th note bass where it was, you know, so I did that for quite some time. And then my father was just like, you know, you're playing the bass like a guitar. You might as well just pick up a guitar. And I eventually did. And guitar is probably like my most is my instrument right now. So.
It shows. I mean, everything that you've done, it shows to this point. And honestly, that's got to make your dad, your brother, and you really proud to know how you've kind of taken what you started with. Punk is awesome, by the way. I'm with you there. But then to turn this into something that really you own. It is your own.
Yeah. I've always had the mindset that like original songs, I knew I wanted to pursue making my own songs because I've always viewed songwriting and performing as like what you want to say. And the viewpoint that I've always had, it's like, why would I want to take a book off of the shelf and just read that book to people that they could read themselves, you know? So it's like, I want to write my own book and, you know, and tell it to people, you know? So.
Honestly, I can't wait for the show to get started. How excited are you? Are you nervous? Are you excited? Are you just like me saying, let's just go, let's do this.
It's pretty much like all three of those things. But I'm not nervous, to be honest. I've been waiting for this for quite some time. You know, I've been working on this for about a year, Terry. So it's exciting and it's weird. I'm kind of just like water. I kind of exude like a calm surface, but underneath I feel like it's just like, it's a tsunami of like energy. So I'm just like trying to contain it as much as I can, but I know that I'm really just, I'm excited for tomorrow. I'm kind of just living day by day, but I'm excited for tomorrow.
Enjoy every moment. Take it in. Now, I know, you know, a lot of people who watch the shows, we see what we see and there it is. And I feel fortunate getting to chat with you a little bit about this because you do have a busy weekend ahead. And coming up next, I think you have like fittings for your outfits.
Yeah, I've been doing that for a few days, the clothes fitting and stage rehearsals, dry blocking, a lot of COVID testing. I don't mean to make that sound like it's bad. It's just we're trying to be safe for everybody. Yeah. And there's always something to do. I like it.
Good. It keeps you busy and it keeps your mind busy from really thinking about what's coming up. How do you suggest we best keep up with you as the show begins and moves forward? Social media, your website, what do you suggest, Jaco?
Yeah, I would suggest social media. If people are, you know, willing to look into this, what's going on with me, I'd say check out Facebook. It's Jaco Music, JAKE_O Music. And you can check me out on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok. I don't really do TikTok a lot, but if you can't remember all that, just go to jacomusic.com and it'll take you to all the platforms. So
Excellent.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to share before I let you go? I know you have so many hours already booked ahead. So anything else you want to share?
Oh, it's okay. It's okay. Yeah. I just want to say, you know, thank you, Terry, for taking the time today and doing this because I really appreciate a lot of the press from Wisconsin, you know, just reaching out to me. I feel like it's been kind of like the only press that's been like reaching out, but I don't mind that. I love that. And it just makes me really much more honored to represent Wisconsin. So I appreciate what Maximum Inc. is doing. I know you said everybody's volunteering, so that makes it even more rocking that you guys are doing this on your free time and your free will. So I appreciate what you guys do. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. So this is Jayco. You've had the opportunity to hear from him, and thanks for answering some questions today. This is our Wisconsin contestant in the American Song Contest. This starts on Monday, 7 p.m. on NBC, wherever you watch NBC. Jayco, we are so proud of you already, and we just wish you so much luck.
Thank you. Thank I appreciate you. That. Yeah, it's a long time coming, but you know, I'm happy every step.
Excellent.
Every step of the way, I'm happy. Yep. Yeah.
And we are happy for you. We are here for you. Go, Jayco. Go, Jayco.
Yep. Like you said, March 21st, 7 p.m. Central Time, NBC or Peacock TV. You can check out everything. And once again, if you need to check on what I'm doing, just go to www.jaycomusic.com. Thank you, Terry and Maximum Inc. and Wisconsin friends, family, and fans. I appreciate it.
It is our absolute pleasure. And I'll tell you right now, we look forward to following you and following up with you about the experience as well. Don't forget us, okay?
No.
Okay, good luck. Go get him, Jayco.
Thank you. Thank you, Terry.
Okay. Oh my gosh, this was great.
Hot damn, take my money. Front page looks kind of funny. Cool check, dressed up fly. Me, Matt Town Boogie, page A5. Matt Town, the Matt Town Boogie. Lucky, let's go. Mifflin's whack. Some got stabbed in a whiskey tank.
Rocker, you're listening to Max Inc. Radio. That was sort of an abrupt ending. I'm not sure exactly what happened, but hey, how are you doing over there?
I'm doing good, Rob. What's going on? We're getting ready for the Devil's Lair over here with Jackie Ernst coming up.
Yeah, that's super cool. All this local stuff is brought to you by our local sponsors like Salvatore's Tomato Pies, four locations, Sun Prairie, Monona, Livingston, Johnson Street, and Madison. There's pizza, and then there's Sal's, SalvatoreTomatoPies.com. And, of course, Dark Horse Art Bar and Gallery. You've been doing a lot of stuff over there at the Dark Horse, yeah?
It's a fun place. I mean, what can you say? And they have great drinks there, Rob.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
The Cosmo Nut.
East Washington across from the Sylvie. Happy hour on Tuesday through Saturday, 4 to 6. And slices of Sal's Pies for a buck. Check out DarkHorseMadison.com for drink specials. Ethical Trade Company, fighting for human trafficking worldwide. New store location by the Olbrick Park. More information, go to ethicaltradeco.com.
You know what they got there, Rob?
What do they have there, Rucker?
They have the most killer chocolate you can imagine.
I heard that.
He brought some in that was the chili. It was like chili pepper in the chocolate. That is good.
Great combination. And, of course, we had hot sauce earlier. I think you're trying to burn my gut out here, Rucker. I don't know. So when we come back at the top of the hour, Jackie's got, you know, I saw Jackie, like she was in the comeback, I think, right? For like the whole year last year during COVID, you could go see her towards the end of it all. Amazing live performances done by her. I'm super excited to see her at 9.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Yeah, we're going to be talking about the residents at the comeback and all kinds of stuff just after 9 o'clock with Jackie Ernst in the Devil's Lair.
You are listening to Max Inc. Radio. Thank you. This is Max Inc. Radio.
Listening to Madison's Mag.